So we left off on Thursday. We were talking about the status of a basic kisei bizman hazeh in regards to the lochas of basic kisei. So if a person goes into the basic kisei and uses the bathroom, he has to wash his hands, and that's no question. That's not totally in the loch of basic kisei. The question is, Mishabura Paskins, based on the Sefer Arsizachayim from the Malbim, that a person goes into the bathroom, even without using the bathroom, just going to the bathroom itself requires him to wash his hands because of the ruach ro, which is shara in the bathroom. And we mentioned that there's a question, how do we look at the status of a bathroom nowadays? And this is relevant in regards to, A, the person walks into the bathroom, does he have to wash his hands? Can he use the bathroom to wash his hands for other purposes, etc.? So we mentioned that the Gemara says that there's a concept of a bathroom which doesn't have a bathroom because the waste, it doesn't stay there at all. That's not the true situation over here. The waste does remain there for a period of time until you flush it. On the other hand, it doesn't have the same level of uncleanliness which the basic kisei of Chazal had because it is removed as opposed to remaining there. So there was the suggestion that, which I think is, it seems to me that makes a lot of sense, that we should create a pshara that regards to giving the whole room a status of a basic kisei, that's difficult to give it a status of a basic kisei, especially a bathroom that has other purposes as well, there's other arguments as well, but in regards to the area where the actual toilet is, that area would have a status of a basic kisei. So a person doesn't go into that area, he just goes into the general area of the basic kisei. A person does not have to wash his hands based on the issue of ruach raw. The next step is regards to washing one's hands, using that as a place to wash one's hands. Now, the question comes to a person is traveling and wants to stop to wash his hands for the purposes of Al-Nathil Sudayan. The best thing to do is to take a cup of water out and wash outside. If that's not an option, so Rav Avadya Paskins, now the Rav Moshe does not pass like this, Rav Moshe passes the Chumrah, but Rav Avadya has a Chuba, Rav Avadya Yosef has a Chuba where he says that a person would wash his hands inside the bathroom, keep his hands wet and come out while his hands are still wet and say the bracha and dry his hands. Based on what we're arguing right now, that seems to be an argument which could be very well accepted in Halacha, because we're giving the area of the room not the status of a basic kisei. In the place of the actual basic kisei, Rav Moshe argues you can't do that. But in this situation, there's what to rely on. A person is traveling, a person can rely on that as well.